Wade, what have you done?
Stay out of my head, Chuck.
I know what you've done. I've seen it. What happened?
I ain't gotta tell you, Jack. All you need to know is that once we finish here, everything's gonna be fixed, and people will be okay. Mostly.
What is this you're talking about, Deadpool?
Don't tell him, Jack, Chuck.
Then perhaps you should tell him. We're both concerned for you. You carry a heavy weight on your soul. I can feel it. It goes beyond the normal pain of a Deadpool. What happened in your timeline? What forced you to carry such regret? Who did you hurt?
Everyone. I hurt everyone. I killed them. Every last person. Hero, villain, innocent bystander. All dead. 'Cause of me.
Wade, it wasn't your fault. How is that not his fault? You were driven insane.
Yeah. I was already pretty crazy. But then they checked me into a psych ward. And you know that guy who did tricks on Susan Storm? He messed with my head, too. Making me crazier. Or maybe so sane I recognized that I was just a character in a comic book, and that nothing mattered. And in that insanity, I decided that because nothing mattered, everything had to go. Because the comic couldn't continue.
By the stars, Wade. Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. I used weapons I shouldn't have been able to get my hands on. Killed people I should have never been able to kill. You know why?
No.
Because of the author.
What?
All of this, I gained the super sanity. I understand that we're all just characters in a cinematic or video game or comic book universe. Nothing really matters, because we're all just stories for someone else's involvement. This isn't even me speaking right now. This isn't even the canon Deadpool. This is some guy standing in his closet, shouting into his microphone. Because that's how it works. That's how all of this works. We have no agency. Your next words are gonna be,
Wade, how is that possible?
Wade, how is that? Oh.
Because we are all just the subjects of someone else's story. It was the author who did this to me. The one who made that comic book. He made me what I am. We have no agency.
Are you aware of the theorem of Auxerbargs the Tonkorian and Ronaldo Esperanza?
Who the fuck are they?
Dream theorists. Theorists of the multiverse. Their theory states that the authors have no original ideas. Instead, it is the actions of the individuals that are perceived as original ideas by the authors, who themselves are merely conduits for multiversal events across various timelines and dimensions.
Well, I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse about it. I told myself it wasn't my fault this whole time, but now you're saying it might be?
The theory suggests that it is possible in only some situations, not all. Regardless, Wade, I don't think you would have done what you did if you had conscious control over yourself.
You're right. I wouldn't have. And that's why I joined this little party. You know, after I did it, I turned to the author I knew he was there. And in some brief instant of control, I told him he was next. I knew what he'd done. I knew what he'd made me do. And then he showed up.
Who, Wade?
Not sure. He looked like Loki, but way more important. And he promised me that if I went here and helped everyone fix this whole timeline breakage, he'd change things. He'd fix the past. He'd make it so that I never did what I did. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna request that he just wipes me off the map. Completely. Entirely. So that I never get the chance to do this.
Wade, that will not solve the issue.
It will. No Deadpool? No Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. Simple. Perfect. Beautiful. Roll credits, everyone.
You think you deserve to die for what you've done?
I deserve to be erased from existence for what I've done. Do you have any idea what it's like to end an entire universe? To know that it's on your hands? Everyone's blood?
Not personally. But I know there have been Doctor Stranges who have been the greatest threats to the multiverse in their respective dimensions. I am perhaps more dangerous than you in that I delude myself in believing that what I do is always right, and that once I believe I must do something, nothing can stop me from completing my task.
Oh. I feel kind of better about killing you in the other timeline, then.
Well, I'm assuming in that timeline I wasn't a villain.
Nah, you were all right. I just... What am I supposed to do, huh? I gotta fix this. I gotta fix these timelines, and then I gotta get mine fixed.
Perhaps the better alternative, Wade, is to ensure that no one else fills that role.
What are you talking about?
There will always be threats to the multiverse, to the lives of the innocent people you harmed. Perhaps the alternative to dying for what you've done is living with what you've done.
Oh. Do you have any idea what you're asking me?
Living so that you can protect them. So that there is not another Kills the Marvel Universe comic book.
You're right. You're right. I mean, I'm immortal. Basically, mostly. I gotta use that to protect people. To prevent bad writing from happening. To save people when they need me the most.
I'm glad you came to this conclusion.
And I'm gonna do it by killing that author first.
What? No, no, wait, I...
As soon as we're done with this, I'm gonna ask that green guy to send me to the dimension with that author, and I'm gonna axe him.
Wade, perhaps there is another alternative?
You and your alternatives, Charles. Please.
Enough blood has been spilt over this matter already. I implore you to consider other options, rather than outright killing him. That won't stop other authors from taking up the quill and doing exactly what he wanted to.
I'll think about it, okay? But if it doesn't work, if I can't convince him with all the powers of speech and a big old gun to his face, then I will have no other options.
All I ask is that you explore those options first.
Fine. You're lucky I have a guilty conscience, or I wouldn't even bother listening to you both.
Well, for what it's worth, it's good to know we can convince you of something.
All right, all right. Let's end this little ASMR before it gets too sappy, huh?
What?